It's the 12. Amen. Somebody said we're supposed to get out at 12. What kind of church you attend? Amen. Amen. We get out when God says get out. Hallelujah. But I don't want to take advantage, your kindness of being in the Lord's house. And I can't add much to what's been done in the service. But I will say it's always important, amen, that we're led by the Holy Spirit in everything that we say and everything that we do. Had a thought on my mind. How many was at the association meeting yesterday? I don't mean this to embarrass nobody, but you were there. Just lift your hand. God bless you for being there. How many got blessing from Brother Harold's message? Brother Harold's message really blessed my soul. Amen. And it really touched me. I want you to just give me just a few minutes of your attention this morning by the help of the Lord. Let's bow our heads, ask the Lord bless you upon the reading of the Scripture. Heavenly Father, we ask that you'd give us liberty, the good unction of the Holy Ghost to preach, no more, no less than that you'd have brought, God, into the service this morning. I pray, God, you'd take the Word, Lord, apply it to each heart, God, and each life. And God, as we try our best, Lord, to break the bread of life, give us liberty. God, give us the good unction of the Holy Ghost. Most of all, Lord, if there's one here lost, God, if there's one here in a backslidden way, I pray, God, your Holy Ghost conviction to speak to that one. They'd find, dear Father, a way, God, to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. And God, do a work in your house this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. On to Matthew 25. Amen. I got this thought. I didn't get the Scripture at the time. And I may not even get on the thought that I got. Amen. So, it may be a continuation tonight. It just depends on how the Lord lets me give you this thought before we dismiss this morning. Matthew 25, and Jesus speaking said, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumber and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose from their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You may be seated. I'm just going to give you a thought. I got thinking. Now please, just listen to me just for a few minutes. I got thinking about this, and the Lord, I don't even know how the brother titled his sermon yesterday morning. I've tried all morning to think of how he said it and what all he brought out, but it doesn't matter. Here's the thought that I got out of it. Do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes? I'm going to tell you something, friend. We're in a generation, amen. This generation that we're growing up, I've grown up in, amen. This generation now is different than the generation I grew up in. But we've got a problem, amen, in our society. Amen. And in our society, amen, we've got everything. If it feels good, do it. I'm going to tell you right now, everything that feels good ain't God. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how close to God you live. Everything you feel ain't God. You say, why? Because that old stinking thing you're living in ain't God. This old stuff I'm living in ain't, it ain't holy. I have a battle every day of my life, amen, I got a problem just keeping Jeff straight. You say, well, preacher, I don't have that problem. Then you need to, there's something wrong with you, and amen, you need to get on the altar this morning. But I believe we're living in a time, amen, listen, what does it mean really to be saved? What does it really mean to be born again?
You can answer that in your heart. I know what it is to be born again. I know what it is to be saved. Can I get a witness there? But do we really have what it takes? I'm talking about, amen, when it comes down to death's door, when it comes down to that door being shut, amen, I wonder if we really have what it takes, amen, to die and go to heaven, amen. Hey, I'm not talking about if you got chill bumps running up your back or the hair stood up on the back of your head. That ain't what I'm talking about. Somebody said, preacher, that's all emotion. Well, it may be. And maybe you can experience the movement of the Holy Ghost in some of those emotions. Amen. That's between you and God. But just because you had a chill bump don't mean you got anything.
Amen.
Now, I believe that God gives us some Holy Ghost bumps every once in a while.
Amen.
But every time, amen, this flesh feels, amen, a bump on us, amen, or feels like the hair standing up on our head, doesn't mean all the time, amen, that it's God allowing that.
Amen.
How can I explain what I'm getting ready to say? Well, how can I explain? I'll explain it like this. You know what? I get chill bumps, amen, or I get moved when I hear the national anthem. Was that because, amen, I'm an American or because I'm a Christian? It might be that I'm a Christian American. But I guarantee you that there's some other folks, amen, that's lost, feels the same emotion. Now, somebody help me. That's the reason God said to try the spirits to know whether they're of God. Preacher, what's that mean? Exactly what he said. Now, I tell you what, I don't like to try the spirits. Because I want to make sure that I'm in God's will. I want to make sure before I try them that it is God.
Amen.
But when he said to try the spirits, hey, it means what it says. Amen. You're to try the spirits to see if it's right or see if it's wrong. Now, first of all, if you know it's wrong and the Bible's against it, you don't have to try.
Amen.
I'll say it again, everything feels good, ain't good. Now, amen, I ain't going to get done with the sermon this morning, amen. I don't think God's going to let me go. I'm going to give you part two tonight, amen. By the good, somebody said, well, preacher, I don't come on Sunday night. Good excuse to get you back.
Amen.
If you want to hear it, amen, or I'll just go on Facebook and hear it live tonight. He ain't going to tape it tonight. No, I'm teasing. He may do that, amen. What are you saying, preacher? Amen. You know what? Amen. Listen, here in verse number one of our scripture, and I'll give you this as an introduction. The Bible says in verse one, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. By the way, let me stop right there and say this. We all are going to we all have an appointment to meet the bridegroom. So I said, but I'm lost. We all have an appointment that we're going to meet God and we're going to stand before a thrice holy God one day. Hebrews 9:27, it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, what the judgment. Well, everybody in here is going to die. Amen. We're going to meet God one day. And how we die and how we meet God, hey, ain't no changing our mind. There ain't no going back and doing our first words. There ain't no going back and repenting. Amen. When you die, do you have what it takes? To stand before a holy God and for Him to say something like, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or is He going to look and say, I never knew you. So I was thinking about this in verse number two. Listen to what it says. It said, and five of them were wise and five were foolish. Well, amen, before I get to that, you know, 99% of people think they're going to heaven. Hey, 99% of the people, I don't know about it, it's a statistic, amen, about everybody you witness to, amen, out of the 100% of people you witness to, there ain't nobody dying and going to hell. How many times have you ever heard a preacher get up, or a pastor preach a funeral that somebody died and went to hell? Anybody ever heard anybody get up and said somebody died and went to hell? Raise their hand. I want to see it. I want to see it. But how many people in here said, I'm talking about 99% of the time you go to a funeral, they went to heaven. Raise their hand. How many have heard them preach, they went to heaven? Look at that, look at that. There ain't nobody goes to hell. Somebody says, well, you don't have a right to preach anybody into hell. That's right. And we don't have no right to preach anybody into heaven. If I've ever said anybody's in heaven, I try my best, amen, to clarify that. Amen, in the funeral service that, hey, by their testimony they left, it was a good testimony. They're with God by the testimony they left. But you know what? I ain't the judge. Hey man, listen, I've stood and I preached funeral and I had one lady come out of the funeral home, walk down the steps and said, man, that's a different person than what I knew. And she was a member of this church at the time, told me that. And I thought, huh? I said, this man told me he was ready to die. This man told me he is ready to meet God. Was a different man than I knew. Well, God can change a person. Help me? But again, it's only because he left me with a testimony. If Travis Buchanan over there looks at me and says, I'm ready to die, I have to accept that. All God's people say it. Amen. Unless, amen, he's doing, I don't know why God's moving me this way. It's for somebody this morning. It ain't but almost 9 minutes after. We got time. Somebody say amen. That's right. Amen. Listen. Hey, by the way, if you look at me and tell me you're born again, that's between you and God. Amen. But listen, I can. You said, preacher, we have no right to judge. There's only one thing we can judge in anybody's life, and that's the fruit they produce. Amen. If they're producing, amen, bad fruit, something wrong somewhere. Something ain't hooked up right. Hey, can I get a witness there? Hey, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. Hey, do you have what it takes? Hey, just because you come to the altar and say, Lord, Lord, that ain't going to get you there. You said, preacher, I've come to the altar and I've confessed my sin and God forgave me. That's good. Amen, but let me tell you something. What did you do when you walk out the door? And you went to your job and you went back home. Amen. Hey, the way a tree falls is the way that thing will lay. Just because you come up here and shed big crocodiles here does not mean heaven's your home. Just because you went to a baptism hole, amen, and got baptized doesn't mean you're going to go to heaven when you die. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You say, hey, preacher, I do God's will, do you? You done God's will this week? You done God's will since you got up this morning? I come to church, God owes me something. He don't owe you nothing. I'm thinking about coming back to church tonight, good. I'm thinking about coming back to the house of God at 6 o'clock tonight, good. But some of you are going to allow the devil to talk you out of it before 6 o'clock. Well, got an ingrown toenail. Cut it off.
Amen.
He said, if your eye feeds you, pluck it out. You know, some people don't take that literally. I believe it means it literally.
Amen.
You say, why? It'd be better to go into life blind than to have two good eyes and die and go to a place called hell.
Amen.
If your hand offends it, cut it off. Oh, do we have really what it takes to go to heaven? I'm talking about that that's living inside you. That, amen, that, hey, motivates you. That, hey, if you've got something as big as God living in you, you got what it takes. But, there ain't no buts, preacher. Listen. In verse number 2, the Bible says here, and five of them were wise, five of them were foolish. You know, it comes down to two ways of life. You're either wise or you're foolish. That's all it comes down to. Two ways of life. You're either wise or you're foolish. That means you're either saved or you're lost.
Amen.
Hey man, I ain't trying to get into all this, amen, but I'll just, the word wise came to my mind out of Proverbs chapter 20 verse number 1. Amen. When I was during Sunday school, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. How simple is that? Amen. Now we got them, amen, going around. Well, Jesus drank wine. Amen. At the Last Supper, hogwash. That was not fermented wine. You take and study the Word. Can I get an amen right there? Hey, he said that, Proverbs also said, boy, why am I getting on this? Hey, Proverbs also said to not look upon the cup when it is, amen, moveth the right in the cup. Can I get an amen there? What is he saying? It's talking about the bacterial process taking part and that stuff becoming fermented. Can I get an amen? Hey, I challenge anybody, amen, to go to any of the four Gospels, amen, and tell me that Christ drank fermented wine. Well, it says the fruit of the cup. You know what a fruit of the cup is? Juice. That's not took on the bacterial fermentation process. He said, you don't put new wine in old bottles. You know why you don't do that? Well, in the bottles back then, amen, it was a piece of skin that was tied over the top of that. And as the fermentation process, amen, went into that, amen, went into moving around, amen, and getting old, amen, and it turning into alcohol, amen, them old bottles would burst. Can I get an amen? Boy, I don't know. So there's only two ways of life. There's either those that are wise or those that are foolish. Amen. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Amen.
So I'm just saying, there's two ways of life. You're either wise or you're foolish.
Amen.
Amen. It's simple, isn't it? Preacher, hey, verse number 3, let's just look at that verse for a minute. Here's his introduction. I'll give you a few more minutes by help of the Lord. It says, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. In other words, they wasn't prepared. Prepared means to make ready for use. Amen. Listen, in other words, they went unprepared. Yeah, they were virgins. Yeah. Amen. They had their lamps. Yeah, they had some oil. What? But they didn't have enough oil. In other words, I believe those five foolish had oil. Amen. But during that process of time there, amen, and while they slumbered and slept, I believe their oil wasted. It was gone. Well, hallelujah. They were prepared, made ready. Listen to me. Hey, it's important, amen, that we're ready. How many's ready to meet God? Hey, I'm talking about right now. We don't know if that 747 will hit this church building this morning. We don't know if a meteor will fall out of the sky and hit this church building this morning. I'm talking about, amen, being ready to die. I know it's simple this morning. Listen, they wasn't prepared. Amen. I'll tell you, we need to make preparation. We need to make reservation. I mean, hey. That means ready. Verse number 4, look at there. The Bible says, But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Wait a minute, let's back up verse 3. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil. Now wait a minute, had no oil with them. Now what I can get out of that, when I said they had oil, he might have been some in the lamp, but they didn't have enough in the lamp. They didn't take oil with them to be prepared to fill that lamp back up. Hey, Brother Keith, you're going to Raleigh after church, aren't you? Riding down to Raleigh. You got your gas tank full? Oh, he ain't got it now. I'm the good example. He ain't got it now. Do you know what he said? I will before I leave.
Amen.
In other words, he's already got mine. He's going to make preparation. And you know why he does that? He don't want to run out of gas on the side of I-40. Amen. And try to depend on somebody to bring him some gas. You say, but preacher, wouldn't you? See, they woke up. You remember after they slumbered and slept? And the five wives went back and said, hey, give us some of your oil. Well, I would have been glad, amen, to drive to Winston-Salem if I had to. Greensboro if I had to. Why? Because he's my brother. All God's people say it. But it depends on how much gas I got. It depends on how much gas is in my car, and if I got enough money to buy some gas to get to where he is and to give him enough of my gas. So those five wives, when they come to the five foolish, come to the five wives and said, "Hey, give us some of your oil." They said, "Not so." In other words, I ain't going to have enough. You know what that tells me? I can't live on what Adam Jolly's got.
Amen.
I ain't going on what he's got. Hey, I love my wife. I love her from the depths of my heart. Amen. But you know what? When I stand before God one day, amen, my wife, I don't know if she'll be behind me or in front of me or beside me. I don't know how that's going to work. Amen. Glory to God. But I just know this. Amen. When we stand before God, as much as I love her, as much as I know her, amen, and live with her, if anybody knows her, I do. If anybody knows me, she does. Why? Amen. Hey, we wake up together, we go to bed together. We live together. But when it comes before standing before God that day, I ain't going to have enough oil. I ain't going to have enough that'll suffice her. Why? She's got to take her oil with her. She's got to prepare before she gets there. And the Bible says that they all slumbered and they slept. Bridegroom came. Amen. The five wives got up, took their lamps, trimmed them. Amen. Glory to God, went in to the bridegroom. Glory to God, and they went in. The five wives, now of course I went between the story there. Amen. The five foolish, of course, the wives said, "No, go buy for your own self." And as they went to buy, the bridegroom came, wives went in, and when the wives got in, doors shut. Some people don't really believe the door's going to shut. That's just the way it is in the days of Noah. They didn't believe the doors were going to shut. Let me back that up. They didn't believe the door was going to shut. There ain't but one door. They ain't going to believe the door. They didn't believe the door was going to shut. Well, what's this crazy man out here preaching all these years that water's going to fall from the sky? See, that had never happened. God had took the dew from the ground to water the vegetation. Can I get an amen there? What do you mean water going to fall from the heaven? I guarantee you, amen, when the door was shut, amen, the rain began to fall. I can just imagine the multitude trying to get in the door, beating on the door. Could you imagine the chaos? Hey, I'm telling you this morning, the door's going to shut. Angie, come to PN. I might give you part two tonight. Part two and three tonight. Amen. I don't know. This is very little of what I thought I had this morning. What are you saying? I believe somebody here, you need to get in the door. Simple thought this morning. Do you have what it takes? I'm not talking about thinking you got it. Hey, if you just think you're saved, you ain't got it. You say, "I'm 99.999% sure." You still ain't got it. Preacher, but how can I get to where I don't doubt? Come up here, confess your sin to God. Amen. Hey, and believe. Amen. He said, "All that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Well, I wasn't going to do this, but I'll do it, I guess. I thought about leaving it for tonight because I didn't come all prepared. I made out three letters. Three different letters. I've made out three different letters. One says, see a letter, when you got a letter, I give it to you in this description. You got a letter, you got to have what they call a point of departure. You've got to have the destination. See, the point of departure is going home, Free Will Baptist Church, 191 East Yancey Street, Maryland, North Carolina, 28752. That's the point of departure. Whatever your address is, hey, one of these days we're going to leave this world. Amen. Now, I know this is dealing with a physical address, but listen. Hey, it might be at Walmart when Jesus comes back. It might be on your job when Jesus comes back. It might be on a back road where Jesus comes. Amen. But I'm saying you got to have a point of departure. Amen. Then you got to have, then you got to have the destination. St. John 3:16, Glory Land Way, Heaven, 7777. All God's people said. All right. If you should take this letter and you take this letter and you say, I just addressed that letter, and if you take it up here to the post office, amen, I handed it to that teller and said, well, I know that I'm not going to mail this letter, actually mail it. But if I did, you ain't the postmaster, but help me here. You and her help me. And I handed you that letter to mail. Could they mail it? Would it go anywhere? You said it. You said it. He said it didn't have a stamp. That's right. It don't have a stamp. Everybody with me? That letter ain't going to go nowhere because they ain't a stamp on it. Somebody said, now, preacher, I don't understand where you're getting at. Well, just bear with me just a minute. Well, you say, I got another letter here. What to do with them? I got another letter. Now, you're going to have to pretend with me, okay? Because I didn't have it. On this letter, pretend that there's a stamp. But if you go to that postmaster, amen, you know what you can do. You can ask that postmaster, you can ask that postal worker, can you give me a 2-cent stamp? See, that one didn't have a stamp, but you can get a 2-cent stamp. You put that 2-cent stamp on there. Then you can hand it to the postman and say, will this letter get anywhere? It won't get nowhere. You know why? It's insufficient funds. See, a lot of people, amen, just want to put their 2 cent worth in. All God people said. That's right, they just want to put their 2 cent worth in. Hey, that letter, it's got a stamp on it. It's got a point of departure. It's got a destination. But it ain't going nowhere because it's insufficient funds. Let me tell you something. When you get me, hey, when you stand before God, you won't be able to say, but Lord. You won't be able to say, but God. So we got a lot of people, amen, thinking that they got what it takes. Anybody ever got a letter back in the mail? You sent one off and you got one back in the mail? Raise your hand. Anybody got it because you didn't have enough postage on it? Amen. Amen. My taxes. Amen. I have to take my taxes in there. Amen. And it's in a big old envelope. Amen. And I can't guess at it. Unless you want to overpay or underpay. So you got to go in there and you got to get them thing. Hey, you got to lay that. They got to lay that thing on that. Amen. Weigher, whatever it is, scale. Amen. You know what they do? They weigh that stuff. And they'll put whatever it weighs, whatever how they charge them. They'll print you out a label and you pay the man. And hey, they send it off. What's your point, preacher? Belshazzar was weighed in the balance. And he came up found wanting. See, one of these days, hey, whether you like it or not, you're on God's scale this morning. You're weighed in the balances. You may look good. You may have a departure place. You may have a destination. You may have the stamp. But if it's insufficient funds, you ain't going nowhere. They can't be no if, ands, or buts. Amen. Yeah. Got another one. And it's actually got... Who else he got on it? Keith, I like this. Hey, but what's the sin on it? Can you see it? They more than 32 sin, ain't they? How much is a stamp? What's wrong with you, woman? Oh, glory to God. Wait just a second. Wait just a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a 48. Hey, we're going to pretend this is a 48 cent stamp. If I handed you that, glory to God. Hallelujah. I handed you that and I said, would that be mailed? If it's a 48 cent stamp, it's got a departure, it's got a destination, and it's got a stamp. You know what the postman would say? It'll go. How many's with me? You gave away my sermon. Not my sermon. No, I was wanting me a forever stamp. They are what they call forever stamps. I didn't know that was a forever stamp. Hallelujah, because it's a 33 cent. See, my wife bought that stamp when that's 33 cent. Well, no. She just bought them, but you can pay a certain amount. And it don't make no difference. Now, let me tell you something, friend. It don't make no difference. Listen, that stamp, it don't make no difference if the economy blows up. Can I get an amen? It don't make no difference if stamps goes to $35 a stamp. Amen. You know what? That forever stamp will take care. See, there was a price had to be paid. Can I get an amen right there? A price had to be paid to say, you know what? I'm thankful this morning, amen, that I'm glad I got what it takes, amen, to make heaven my home. And hey, somebody said, but preacher, you're in a free will church. Yeah, I am. But you know what? I thank God that, hey, Bible tells me that I have eternal life. Amen. I'm thankful, amen, that I've been stamped. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness there? Sure. That's the word of God. We might get something else out of this. What are you saying, preacher? Sometimes that one that's 48 cent might not get there. Sometimes they have a postman's seal of approval or a postman's seal. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They got to have that postman's mark. How many's with me? Before they send it out, they'll mark it. How many get letters and they got marks on them? Wish I had one. Anybody got a letter with them? How many knows what I'm talking about? Where the postman stamped that thing and it's gone through the process. You say, preacher, but what are you getting out of that? Here's what I got out. Here's what you get out of it. That letter ain't going to go nowhere unless that seal's on it. And you say, well, preacher, who does it depend on to get where it's going? In other words, you mail that letter. Who have you depended on? You've done your part. You put a stamp on it. You put a destination. You put, can I get a witness there? You filled it out like it's supposed to have been filled out. You put the proper postage on it. But it will not get where it's supposed to go unless that postman puts that seal. And after it leaves your hands, it ain't up to me to take that. Hallelujah. It ain't up to me to take that letter and send it to California, or can I get an amen? It's up to, glory to God, it's up to the one that put the seal on it. Now, some of you free will backs ain't going to like this. I don't care. You should. It's in the Word of God. The Bible said we're sealed. Unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
We either take the word or we don't. It's God's word or it ain't.
Amen.
Can I get a bigger amen?
Amen?
Now I can get into the opposite side of that. Somebody say amen. I ain't getting into the opposite side of that. Now I'm glad, thank God, it ain't up to me to get myself there.
Amen.
It ain't up to you to get yourself there. Can I get an amen right there? It's up to the postman. It's up to the one, amen, that marks us and puts that stamp of approval on it. Can I get a witness? Well, some of you are looking like, oh, what is he talking about? Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. We're in a free will church. Somebody say amen. But let me tell you something. We better make sure we got what it takes to get there. All God's people saying, I want us to stand their feet. I'll give you, I know it's 12:30. I want every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. Angie, could you sing what you're playing? I appreciate that. I feel like this morning that there's somebody that here that needs Jesus. Hey, do you have, do you really have, you young people, do you really have what it takes? You older people, hey, moms and dads, when you stand before God Almighty, do you have what it takes?
A piece of bread would buy a bag of gold.
Preacher, I didn't come to the church this morning to be preached to like that. I didn't come to come up to that altar. That's okay, friend. Hey, man, listen, Jesus loves you. You don't have to come because I've asked you. You need to come because the Holy Ghost has drawn you.
Man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise.
Come on, would you take one step? If you take one step, I promise God will take the rest.
I wish we'd all been ready.
I'm talking about, you know without a shadow of a doubt that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That you're ready to die. That heaven will be your home if I wasn't sure. Hey, it ain't that hard if you'll just trust Him. Don't be ashamed of the Lord.